USA Radio News with John Hunt.
On the wave, COVID-19 on the rise. President Donald Trump took a Friday swing through Florida, a state critical to his re-election prospects and bracketed by two storms. Trump delivered a campaign speech with Florida sheriffs that continued his effort to pin a surge in crime on some of the nation's largest cities and on their Democratic mayors.
Joe Biden and the radical left's outrageous campaign against law enforcement is the major reason violent crime is surging in Democrat-run cities. If Joe Biden is elected president, the chaos and bloodshed will spread to every community in our land. You'll have a Portland everywhere. In Joe Biden's America, you and your family will never be safe. Rioters and criminals will be totally protected. Law-abiding citizens will be totally disarmed. And American families will be at the mercy of the violent left wing.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Hurricanes are headed for the U.S. East Coast, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is getting ready for Hurricane Isaias, the governor declaring a state of emergency in all of the counties along the eastern coast.
While we can't be certain of the exact track of the storm, certainly can't be sure about the intensity it will ultimately reach, we do expect to see impacts even if the storm remains off our shore.
The governor also reminding residents,
so please keep up with official updates and make sure you have a plan and have 7 days worth of food, water, and medicine.
A federal appeals court has vacated the death sentence of the Boston Marathon bomber based on the opinion that the judge in the case did not vet the jury properly with regards to possible bias stemming from pretrial publicity. Tsarnaev was convicted and sentenced to death in 2015 for carrying out the April 15, 2013 attack. The attack killed three people and injured more than 260 others. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Dr. Anthony Fauci told House lawmakers that he believed President Trump's actions during the early stages of coronavirus saved American lives. Fauci went on to say that he was actively involved in the administration's decision to restrict air travel to the U.S. from Europe and China. For months, pundits have speculated about a rift between Trump and Fauci as the latter's national profile has risen during the pandemic. Three people have been charged with carrying out the hacking attack on Twitter in mid-July, in which the accounts of prominent people were taken over. State authorities in Florida say 17-year-old Graham Ivan Clark was the mastermind of the attack. He now faces 30 state felony charges, and federal charges may also be filed. Federal authorities also announced that Mason Shepard of Bangor Regis in the United Kingdom was charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and the international access of a projected computer. Nima Fazeli of Orlando was also charged by federal authorities with aiding and abetting the international access of a protected computer. The arrest came after an intensive investigation by the FBI, IRS, Secret Service, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. The accounts targeted in the attack included those belonging to Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Kanye West, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, and entrepreneur Elon Musk. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. You can listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.